Howdy do, buggaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 20th of September, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm good.
Trying to get started this morning. Also here today, not to freak anybody out, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how do you do, fellow kids?
Oh no, it's gonna be that show, everybody. Andrew has a reputation to uphold, so I just want to let everybody know this is not a security show today. Although if you haven't updated, please go update. Thank you, that is all. We are here today to talk about cases and gear for new phones. So if you have participated in Phonemas last Friday and tried to pre-order your phone, you probably, if you have one on the way, we have some picks for you. And I will point out that most of these picks also come in an iteration for a 12 or sometimes even for an earlier model. But because while the 12 and 13 are similar, they're not the same. And Andrew, you have proof of that, right?
Yes. So the people at totallycase.com, they make some good cases, I think. Uh-huh. And I wrote about this a week or two ago. As they have for the past couple of years, they've sent me a preview of their newest cases for this year. That means the iPhone 13. So first of all, it does fit on my iPhone 12 Pro.
Okay.
But the only trouble is that the kind of cutouts for the volume buttons, the mute switch, and the power button are misaligned. Mm-hmm. And I posted pictures of that in my article.
Okay.
So just as a warning, your old case may not fit on your iPhone 13.
Yes. So now, keep that in
Andrew,
mind.
Is it possible that they had the wrong specs for those first cases?
That is certainly possible. I mean,
because didn't that happen a few years ago? First run cases came out and they were wrong.
I'm not sure.
I have a hazy recollection of that being, but not in a way that it would be inoperable. And it sounds like at least in this case, if you were to take one of these first run cases and try and put it on your 12, it wouldn't work at all.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I would definitely hope for their sake that they're not wrong.
Yeah. If you put a 13 in a 13 case, let's hope they line up. That'd be nice.
That sucks.
I don't remember. I feel like I almost remember something about that, but it also feels like it's been a really long time since that. I don't know for sure.
I think it was like when the iPhone 10 came out. But
that's entirely
even further back than that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do have some picks for cases. And Jeff, there's one that you like, I know, that comes from a company called Clicker.
Yeah. One of my favorite cases. I mean, it's lightweight. It's thin. But it's got this clicking, like a handle on the back that, you know, it can click flush with your case where it's out of the way. Mm-hmm. You can pop it out and it's like a, you know, you just slip your fingers in there and it holds your phone on your hand and you don't have to hold on to it. Mm-hmm. But you can also click it into place where it gives you a handy little stand for your phone.
Yeah. So I have a case like this too, and it's very nifty.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm sitting at my desk, I'll usually put that as a stand so that my phone is, you know, standing up at an angle, so if anything pops up on it, I can see it easily.
Yeah, and now that phones are Face ID, you can also unlock it. Like when the notification lights up, you look over at your phone, and it will unlock and show you the whole thing, which is very handy.
Absolutely.
I like these cases too, for all those reasons. It's not a massive case. It's not, you know, the OtterBox that doubles the size of your phone like the old OtterBox cases used to be.
It offers It is, and it offers just enough of a lip above the screen so that if you do drop your phone face down, it's not going to hit the screen.
Right. Or you can lay it face down on the table, and it's not scratching up the the screen with right. whatever's on the table or whatever. So that's also nice.
The only downside to the clicker, and it will soon not be a downside anymore, is mm-hmm. that it's not MagSafe. It okay. doesn't support MagSafe. However, comma, they've got a new line of cases coming out that will support MagSafe. And I'm getting one for the 12 Pro at some point in October, I believe.
Okay.
And pre-orders have already started for the MagSafe compatible clicker case for the 13 lineup. Okay.
So another brand I'm going to jump in with, a brand that I like. I've seen a few of their cases. I am not ordering a 13, but they have some that are available for the 13. And that's a company called Smartish. And they are based in the U.S. And I believe some number of their cases are also manufactured here. And they have a case that I've played with that I'm probably about to buy, honestly, and it's called the Wallet Slayer, and it's got a little compartment in the back that you can put three cards into, whatever sort of card you like. It's just sort of a little thicker back, kind of like if you bought a battery case, basically. And it's got kind of a little spring in it, so it'll hold three cards, but if you only have one, like the tension of the little metal piece on the inside keeps that one card in place. I like to have one of these on the off chance I ever get to go anywhere again, where I need to carry around like my license and my credit card and like a hotel key or, you know, something like that. I can put it all in the back of my phone, and then I know I'm never going to lose my phone. So that's a very handy thing. So that's, I've been eyeing that case for a while, and I'm probably going to end up with one. They also make them that are, they have something called the Grip Monk, and that comes in a MagSafe flavor. And that's a slim case, and it doesn't have the kickstand on the back, but it reminds me of all the things that I like about the clicker case. Like, it's protection, but not too much case. And it looks nice. You can get them in a variety of colors. They have some cool stuff like that. They do have what's called an armor case, which is a little bit thicker if you do really want extra super protection. You can go that route. They also have one that I like. They call that one Gripzilla. And they have one that has a great name, although it's not a case that's my style in any way. And that is the Crossbody Wallet Case. And it's got like a little folding wallet on the back of the case. And it's got a couple buckles on the bottom where you attach a strap so you can wear it like a teeny, teeny purse, basically, if you want that. Yeah. So they call it Dancing Queen, which I think is a great name for a case. So I like that. And the back snaps shut. And you can put like a number of cards in it if you like live in your wallet or whatever. And it's got, you can have a wrist strap for it, or you can use like a full wear it, you know, on your shoulder or crossbody if you want. So that one looks pretty cool.
I want to say Vaha Cases has something like that out too, but I haven't gotten my hands on it yet.
Yeah. Vaha makes really nice stuff too.
I've had a couple of their cases, and I love their cases.
Yeah, and I think I want to say they did make a crossbody, like a thing with, you know, little attach points on the bottom where you could put a strap on.
I'm pretty sure I got an email about that.
Their cases are very nifty. They're also very spendy. So if you were a person who upgrades every year, that's an expensive habit. So aware.
It's Argentinian leather. What do you expect?
Yeah. So
guess who else is coming out with a MagSafe case?
Who?
PopSocket.
Ooh. Now, see, that's interesting because like Clicker, like the point of having their particular technology on your case blocks a lot of functionality for MagSafe-ness. Yep. So, I'm curious about the PopSocket one.
And yeah, the PopSocket Pop Case, I believe it's already available for the 12 lineup, pre-ordering for the 13.
Okay.
I'm getting one of those too for my 12 Pro. And the pop socket actually slides on the case, so you can move it to the middle of your phone. You can move it to the bottom of your phone. You can move it to the top of your phone. You can move it completely out of the way, so you can use your MagSafe. So,
okay,
yeah,
and they They come in a variety, right? Like it's like you can get like a wallet one too. I think that's MagSafe. So they have some interesting ones.
They also have different mounts that you can buy that just attach to the pop socket slider. So you can mount it to your dashboard. There's one that looks kind of like a GorillaPod.
Oh yeah.
That's going to be fun to play with.
Yeah. Another company that makes, I feel sort of obligated to give them a shout out is 12 South. They make
I love 12 South. I really do.
I think we all do. I have nothing but warm and fuzzy feelings about 12 South. I have a review coming of their, it's called the Forte for iPhone. It'll be a video review so you can see it. It's a floating stand basically. So it takes your MagSafe disc and holds it up, and then you put your phone on it and it will pivot so you can have it flat. This was the thing that I didn't realize about it when I got it was if you tilt it completely flat where it's like parallel, you know, with your desk, you can set your AirPods on it and charge your AirPods, which I didn't realize. So I was very excited about that.
Oh, cool.
And then you can just tilt it at an angle, and it serves a similar function to the clicker case where, you know, it's got it upright on your desk, but also charging, which is cool.
See, my favorite 12 South is the book.
Yes.
Because so many times I've had my phone sitting, whether it's a table at a shop or on the bar or wherever I have it sitting, and people look at me like, why are you carrying around that tiny Bible?
I'm not sure if that would invite conversation or discourage it.
it invites a lot of conversation because I flip it open and I say, no, it's not. I mean, yeah, there's a Bible app on here, but no, this is my phone.
Yeah, I really like the book. I remember meeting Andrew at Macworld when there was no book for iPhone yet. So this doesn't date this particular encounter at all.
Not at all.
Andrew from 12 South pulled his phone out of his pocket. They had made it for, I think, the iPad and maybe laptops.
I don't iPad too.
Yeah, it started as an iPad, and a laptop case, and then everybody was sort of waiting for it to come to the iPhone. And Andrew pulled his phone out of his pocket, and it had one on there. And I was there with another person, and we both sort of went, Wait, forget what we were talking about. What's that case? Is that a book for iPhone? Like, yeah, it was a very, it was very exciting.
The funniest thing about the book is the magnet on the case in the case is so powerful. I had set the thing down on my desk and just happened to set it down on top of a fork. I went to pick up my phone and the fork comes along with it.
Here comes the fork. Yeah.
Yeah.
12 South makes a lot of things that will make that will make your life better if you have a lot of Apple gear. I also have some cable snaps from them, which are fantastic. If the book is a little more case than you want because it's got the full wallet on the inside, or if you don't care about the removable shell, they make what's called the Surface Pad, which is leather and MagSafe compatible, and it adheres to the back of your phone. They also have another one. They have a couple varieties of that, and you can go to their site and filter by, you know, iPhone 12 or iPhone 13 or whatever you want, and make sure that you get the case you want from them. So that's also very cool. We do very much like 12 South. And one thing that I do want to point out, we've been talking about the MagSafe stuff. It appears, since no mere mortals have iPhone 13s in hand yet, but it appears, according to everything we've gotten from Apple, that all of the MagSafe stuff that you have for your 12 will work for your 13. So that seems like good news. Because all of that stuff will be the same across devices. That doesn't get misaligned and then totally not work like the cases did, apparently. So so it'll be nice. Yep. It'll be nice to have that. Andrew, was there any other case or MagSafe accessory that you want to make sure we point out to people who are maybe shopping?
Yes, actually. So there's a MagSafe accessory I really like. It's a MagSafe wallet.
Okay.
I reviewed it, I think, last year, maybe.
Okay.
Earlier this year, I think. It's this company from called Exter. I think they're based in Sweden, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
In that area.
And they make a mag.
So they make a lot of different kinds of wallets, and they recently started selling a MagSafe wallet. I really like it. So it has room for. It's different than the Apple MagSafe wallet because theirs only has one slot. Mm-hmm. So this one has two separate slots, which makes it easier to, you know, pull out your, if you only want to pull out one card, like your ID.
Yeah.
And then rather maybe all of them your credit card for a different one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have seen their wallets, and their wallets are very cool. So I'm curious about this MagSafe one. That seems pretty nifty. So and I think there are probably other companies that are going to get in on stuff like this. So like I know one thing I was concerned about at one point was the MagSafe battery. Like if I buy it for my 12 and then someday I get a new phone, like is this battery going to be any good? So I'm glad to know that. Basically, I was worried that MagSafe wasn't going to make the cut for the 13 and that anything I invested in for my 12 was going to not work once I got another phone someday.
Right.
I'm glad to know that's not the case. So I feel pretty good about that. If you have questions about this or if there's other stuff that you want us to investigate further for you, we are happy to do so. You can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I'd like to thank Jeff and Andrew for being with me today. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.